Nefesh to be Matir Aguna is sort of the punchline at the end is going to be a twist from a Chumra to a Kula. So we're going to start off with the Halacha says. It says here in the Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara, and we'll try to see where this whole thing applies. The issue here is during wartime when one country overruns another country or takes captives. Certainly these were shows that had to do with the Holocaust. Women that are captured, Eishes Ish that's captured, whether there's a chashas nus to aser a woman to a husband. The Gemara that we have here, the Gemara, unfortunately, because the Rishonim argue, is a little bit ambiguous. The Gemara says that in Isha Shenichbisha Bidei Ebe Kechavim, a woman who's captured by Ebe Kechavim, Sa'al Yedei Nefashis, Asura Labayla. A woman becomes asur to her husband if she's captured. The issue here, the machlaikis between the Rishayinim, it's a machlaikis, the Machaber and the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, which Taisis brings, is whether this Gemara is talking only about an Eishes Kayin, or even about an Eishes Yisrael. And I want to explain what that means. An Eishes Kayin, even if she's Nansa, she's Asura Labayla. So Eishes Kayin, we can understand if troops overrun a city, and it's a law, there's lawlessness, and they captured people. So the Gemara says, I think the fascist asura labayla, that if it's in a case where they can kill him if they want, so she's asa to her husband. So by Eishes Kayin, it's easy to understand. By Eishes Yisrael, it's very, very difficult. Why would I think an Eishes Yisrael is going to be Mizana because she's captured? Why would I think she'd be more than an Einis in a Maisa's Nus? Remember, Eishes Yisrael was Mizana ba'Einis, is not Asur to her husband. If she's forced, she's not Asur to her husband. So the Shita of the Mechaber and of the Rambam is that Takan Eishes Yisrael is Muteris. That any Eishes Yisrael that's in such a situation, when Achayshish, when she's Muteris Labayla. But the Shita of the Ramah, which is based here on Rashi and at least one of the Shitas in Taisvis, is that even Eishes Yisrael is Asur Labayla. Even Eishes Yisrael, a situation like this, a government troops overrun a city, and again, it's talking when it's a lawless type of situation. So the women that are captured, that are taken captive, all become Asur Labayla Yisrael. So the question is, Davni Malum brings this Kasha B'Shem de Rashba. Rashi says, we're afraid maybe she was Nisratza to one of these guys. So the Rashba says, why would I think a person does a Baratzim? Why would I think a woman like that will do Baratzim, there'll be Mizana Baratzim? And if he forces her, he threatens to kill her, maybe she'll be Mizana. But why would I think she does a Baratzim? The Rashba asked, there's a Sugya Shvuya, which is an Issa only to a Kayin, not to Yisrael. So the entire Shita is a Dava Pella. The Shita, the idea that if Goyim capture Yiddish women, that these women become Asa Labayli Yisrael, Shema Nisratzis La'echad Mehem, that maybe when she was captured she was Misratzis Tiznus, it's a very, very difficult Shita. And he says, B'chein Esther Lachashverish. Esther, when she went willingly at the end, she became Asura Labayla. But there were a couple of years before that she lived with Achashverish. And we don't say Shavin Nisratzis, maybe once she did it for Ratzin, well, why be Chayshin a Kasher, a Yiddish woman that she'll do it for Ratzin? It's a double Pella. The whole sheet is a Pella to understand. The Ramah paskins that way. It's interesting, the Ramah brings at the end, it's in the bottom of the page of the copies, and in Dake Maishi brings a story where something happens similar to a major war, where a whole community of women were captured by Goyim. B'shas Hazam v'hereg Rav, Hitira b'seinu l'bayli Yisrael. The Chachmei Ashkenaz were matir the women in the community to their husbands because they said, if we're going to ask them, they're going to go off to Derech. The whole community, we're going to ask everybody. So they were semech on the Rambam. They weren't matir something that's also l'kuli alma, but they were semech on the Rambam that Eishes Yisrael muteres. But the point is, we need a biur, an explanation of this shita that's machmir of this chumrah. So Davni Malum here brings a marik simin kuf samazayim. That marik I'll tell you the case of the Ma'arik, but it's easier to tell you the story the way the Shulchan Aruch brings it. Pesachei Tshuva here brings it. It means a Maisa. It's a tremendous chumrah of the Ma'arik. The Maisa was that a caravan of Jews was traveling, and robbers fell upon them, and the robbers were ready to kill them. So one of the women, it says Eisha Sifas Tayer, there was a beautiful woman there, and she went to the Rosh Haganovim, and she did what she had to do to find favor in his eyes, and she was mezana with him, and he spared their lives. So the question now was, is she Muteres Labayla? So the Ma'arik and the Shusyaki say an incredible thing. It's not Aynis, you're doing it to be safe from being killed. Is there a difference if someone points a gun and says, be Mizana or I'll kill you? Or someone points a gun and you say, I'll be Mizana, don't kill me. Isn't one a bigger Aynis than the other? And she still became Asura. Kasher Avadati Avadati. Tetaraya.
Not this case.
What?
Not this case.
Well, it's going to be a Raya.
Do you want to say no people?
Why?
Because here she went, in a way, willingly, because both had to go. You have to go and you have to do it.
So what happens if the husband told the wife, go do it? What is in Esther in the caravan case? Same case. There was Esther herself was not in Sakana. It's interesting. The status of Esther. Okay. Let's get to Esther. First, let me tell you what the Ma'arik says.
And she enticed this robber.
She enticed him, yeah.
So therefore, she used her yipatzayah.
Right.
So she did more than she needed.
She did what Esther did. Exactly what Esther did. No, Esther walked in. Esther did the same. Right. Well, what the Ma'arik says, it's a davar pella. What the Ma'arik says, he says the lashon of Shusyakiv is what she did is a mitzvah. And she would ask a shayla, we would tell her to do it in the caravan case. But nevertheless, she's asur labayla. Why? So he says, the Ma'arik says, it says in the Torah, by Yisaita, it says, umala boy mal. She's not faithful to her husband. So it doesn't say umala mal b'ashem. She's over an aveira. It has nothing to do with if it's an aveira or not an aveira. Really, a woman by Yisnus is not Yehar Galyavar. Gemara says that a man has three things, Yahar Val Yavar, and a woman, that's him, really has two. A woman is not Yahar Val Yavar. So if she would ask a Shaila, so just like Mordechai told Esther, it's Lav Dafka Hol Klal Yisrael, Pashtus, even if we want to save one life, the woman, she's allowed to be Mizana, if she would pick up the phone and call the Rav would tell her, it's a mitzvah, maybe it's a chiyuv, you could save lives. But you also to your husband. Why? Because the Torah says, the action in itself is the action of being unfaithful to her husband. In other words, she's doing it to save her husband's life. But if she's doing it, she's not remaining meyucha to her husband. She's being mezana with someone else. So it's a tremendous chumrah of the Shus Yaakov. He says that what she did is a mitzvah, and she's a surah labayla. If she was raped, then she's mutzah b'teres labayla, because she didn't do anything. She wasn't unfaithful. She wasn't unfaithful. She was physically forced. But here she's physically, she's going and initiating this type of contact. That's the difference. The Ma'arik says, if you initiate that type of a contact, then you have sur labayla. It's like Esther. Esther did it to save Klal Yisrael. She initiated. One second, straight cutting. Yeah, the husband should tell the guy, give me a second, I gotta do a get. Do a quick get, and yeah, that would be the best. I think enough of them not always masking. to wait for, but you're right. You're right. Yes. Tell Sarah. Why? You mean because they'll be mizana with her? See, I think there the Mises nus, even if Sarah was really Esther, Avraham's sister, she's still not interested in Avimelech. Still not interested in power. So there, the act of nus was still physically forcing. So when you physically force in the act, she's certainly muteres labayla. The question is, where you're not, you're doing it because of pachad misa, but the person's doing it willingly. So you're doing it willingly, that's the mala by mal. You're doing it willingly.
Esther was married to Mordechai.
Esther was Mordechai's wife. Right, that's what the Gemara says. Tosfos says, why didn't Mordechai give a get? He says, because it would have been mefarsh in the whole thing. And they didn't.
But,
Gemara says, kasher avadati. It could be it was in the east. Anna was a wife. Anna was a wife. Okay. It's true. It has nothing to do with this, though. But the whole Matthias design is that since she initiated it, it's sort of violent. They say, you know, a guy took out a yid to the restaurant, and the yid says, no, I can't eat here. I can talk to you. So the guy, so his friend says to him, is there any way you could eat here? He says, yeah, if you take a gun, you point it at me and you threaten, then I could eat. He says, okay, I'll do you a favor. He goes and gets a gun and he points it. So what should I tell you? You know, if she initiated, the Marit Shita is, and Shusyakin Paskins this way, is that if she initiates the Maisa, then she's a Surah Levaila. And Avni Meluim says, that's Pshat and Rashi here. That's Pshat and Rashi. If it's her idea, she has to initiate it. Pashtus, yes. The question is, what happened by Achashverosh all the time? Esther was physically forced every time? No. Just he initiated it, and she was physically... But Yoel... Okay, Gemara says, Aveira Lishma, there should be a Sola Baila. That's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi in our Gemara, which is here, is that Bishas, Rashi says, Shem Nisrat Islachamayim. If she's captured, maybe Nisrat. Why didn't Nisrat? She's not interested. But according to the Marik, that's this Chumrah that she's a Surah. There's a tremendous Chumrah, this Marik. And at least the way Dr. Malum explains it, it's a Machlekes to Machaber Ramot, it's only Shtims with Rashi and Taisus. Rashi and one sheet in Taisus, not with the Rambam. But that's the Psak, and I'd say it's a tremendous, painful Chumrah, this whole thing. She did what she's supposed to do, and she's a Surah about it. Now, Ramosha, what? She did the right thing, and she's still a Surah Labayla. That's his Lashon, that has nothing to do with towards the Rabbi Nishal Olam. He says, Lohoya B'dover Afil Nidnur Aveira, Ela Mitzvah Rabba Asasa, and she's still a Surah. And it's chlorine. I mean, when you read it, it's very chlorine that this is that Shita. Now, I mentioned to Ramosha took this Marik and created a tremendous school. I want to tell you, it's an interesting story that came my way about 15 years ago. The Maisa Shahaya, Ramosha's Tshuva is a similar story. The Maisa Shahaya was with somebody who had a Kiriv Yeshiva in a Kiriv Shul in somewhere in the Midwest. I don't remember which city. And there was an elderly couple in town, and he was Makar of them, and they became Shema Shabbos, they started eating kosher. And he asked them, did you ever have a chasna? Did you ever have a Yiddish chuppah? They said, no. So you know what? It'd be so beautiful, we'll make you a chuppah, and Mr. Mishmorgesbord also, and all kinds of, it'd be very nice. It's a very nice thing to do. So he went to make a chuppah. So when they went, so they had to do it, so he asks, he asked the woman, were you ever married before? Uh-oh. She says, yes, she was married. Uh-oh. Do you have a get? So says, what to get? You have a get. So this fellow went with Mesiris Nefesh, tracked down the first husband, and had the first husband give her a get. And had her give her a get so she can get married. Fine. So they're ready to get married. And then it occurs to him that there's a din, he's not a kohen. It occurs to him, the halacha is, that a woman is mezana tachas baila, is a surah echad labal ve'echad labayil. A woman who's mezana while she's married is not allowed to marry the man she was mezana with. This woman has been living with this man for 25 years without a get from the first husband. So how she, like, fight her? No, well, it wasn't a civil marriage. It was a chuppah marriage without a get. And this is the ma'aseh shehayah kachayah. And the question is, what do you do now? What do you do now? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe's case is a little less exciting, but it's the same type of case. What? No, it was a kedushin. She got married first time with a rabbi, with kedushin, and without a proper get, she got a whatever get they got. What? Unfortunately, it happens. Rav Moshe takes this marik and turns it around. He says in a case where a couple get married, they got married kedusha, and 5 years later getting divorced. So what do they do to get divorced? So what do they know? They're tinokish and nishba. In Rav Moshe's case, it says somebody brought them a piece of paper with Hebrew lettering and said they should sign it, and presto, they're divorced. It wasn't a proper get. And they thought they're divorced. In this case also, whatever the Meisr Shalya was, they thought they're divorced. They thought they didn't just separate. They went through the motions of whatever type of divorce they have to have. They thought they're divorced. They said goodbye. They waved goodbye to each other. And wished, I don't know if they wish each other well or they wish each other ill, but they got divorced. She remarried. So Zukta of Meisr, what's the problem? She didn't have a get. It's nus. So she's also a baal. And if you're also a baal, you're also a baal. But the barik says, well, why did the barik say? Even if it's a maisa mitzvah, but you're being unfaithful to your husband, so yasser. So conversely, it's just the opposite. Here it's a maisa aveira. It's a maisa aveira. But it's not baal or boy maal. He said goodbye to her. He divorced her. As far as they're concerned, they got totally divorced. So it takes Rav Moshe, takes this marik. And the marik says, it doesn't depend if mala bashem. It doesn't matter if it's a sin to God. It matters if it's a sin to the husband. So Rav Moshe, if the husband said, here's your divorce, he gave her a paper with an Hebrew lettering, he said, you're divorced, goodbye. Even though it's really not a divorce. But it's not mala boy mal. It's not being mal in the husband. It's a very geshmak asfar. So he says, mutter. If the husband just said to the wife, I give you permission to be mezana, we'll have an open marriage. They have today in America, open marriages, you know. You can be mezana, whatever you be mezana, I'll be mezana. So I think that's still mal. I think we can debate what the marik would say. If that's still mal or by mal, what's that? What? The kids would be mamzer, because that's totally in the Rhinish oil. Yeah. But anyway, this is Rav Moshe's chap. Rav Moshe agrees it's a chiddush gadol, but with a tzirif, he has a tzirif. There's a Mishnah Lamelech, which is an equally gigantic chiddush. You have to hear this Mishnah Lamelech. The Gemara says if a woman's mezana tachas baila, she becomes asa to her husband, and just as she becomes asa to her husband, she becomes asa to her baal. The Lasha Gemara is kashem shasur labal kachasur labayil. Listen to a Mishnah Lamelech. It says you have a woman who's mezana tachas baila twice. With two different men. She's mezana with one man. And later she's mezana with a second man. Mishnah Lamelech says she's asa to the first man. Shem shasur labal kachasur labayil. But she's not asa to the second man. Can you figure out why? Because there's nus with the second man didn't asar her on her husband. There's nus with the first man asar her on her husband. Shem shasur labal, asur labayil. So to Mishnah Lamelech, there's nus with the second man.
He's also a
baal. He's also a baal, but it doesn't asur on her husband. She's also her husband from yesterday.
She already also.
So if she was mezana with someone else first, before this one, which is the case in Ramosha's case, so Ramosha says the Mishlo Melech would hold you not also to the Baal. What? No, Yasal Baal, it's the same Isser, it's not two Isserim. Two Isserim can be Isser Kavos, it's the same exact Isser. What? I don't know. You know they say, God locked himself in a room, he found ways to be Matu and Aguna. And Ramesha, these two Eterim, they're both tremendous Chidushim. And Ramesha, the two Eterim together, he's Metzar, if it's in Ebenezer, Chelak Aleph, Tshuva, Nundalit. And this is basically what he uses to be Matir. We'll have to leave Esther and Mordechai to a different time.